Italia Ensemble's performance of Happy End by Greek composer Georges Apigi will be the centerpiece of the 6th annual I.O. Festival of New Music, which takes place in the 62 Center at Williams College today through Saturday. The festival will also feature a rendition of Philip Glass's classic Music in Similar Motion, as well as new works by student and alumni composers. An evening-length work, Happy End, is a retelling of the Charles Perrault fairy tale, Le Petit Pousseau, featuring live music, electronics, and an animated film by Hans Op de Beck. Museum-goers still have a few weeks left to catch Monet Kelly, the first exhibition to consider the influence of Impressionist painter Claude Monet on the works of leading contemporary American artist Ellsworth Kelly, on view at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown. The work in the exhibition were selected by Kelly and include two paintings and 18 unpublished drawings by the artist. The exhibition examines how both Monet's motifs and the sites that inspired his paintings have shaped Kelly's approach to his work. Monet Kelly will be on view through February 15th. Club Helsinki Hudson's annual Elvis Presley Birthday Bash, featuring Mark Gams Jagger and the Luster Kings, plus other special guests, will take place on Saturday at 9, just 2 days after what would have been the Kings' 80th birthday. For several decades, the Capital District-based Luster Kings have been keeping the sound of early rockabilly alive, both in the region and across the U.S. and around the world. They bring an immediacy to the joyful music with a dark underbelly that has compelled performers like Wanda Jackson, the Queen of Rockabilly, as well as Bill Kirchin, Eddie Angel, and Robert Gordon to draft them into the service of rock and roll revivalism. For the Elvis birthday bash at Helsinki Hudson, the Lusterkins are expected to be joined by other members of the region's talented rock and roll revival scene. Queen of Serpents, an innovative fashion exhibition featuring Baltic-style works by Lithuanian-born, regionally-based fashion designer Vilma Mare, is on display now through February at McDarris Fine Art at 623 Warren Street in Hudson. This exhibition of artisanal clothing styles includes coats, skirts, and other vestments based in Baltic mythology. Besides the usual body protection and adornment of apparel, Marais also maintains its spiritual content as protection against harm, an attractor of fertility and happiness. Additionally, Marais will exhibit 5 oversized sartorial tapestries based on characters from the mythical story of Egil, Queen of Serpents, and 9 large original flags depicting a traditional celebration scene. A closing reception on Sunday, February 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. will feature an artist talk by Marais, in which he will discuss the importance of portraying the studious cultural history of ethnic minorities who observed and valued above all the powers of nature. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.